the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. This is called Miracle on the L Train.
Stand clear of the closing door.
Oh my God, please, 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 don't close. Hold that door. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank God at least one thing went right. All right, I can hold it. I can hold this. You just gotta wait 25 minutes, that's it. God, life would be so much easier if I could just get used to pooing in public bathrooms.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hey, schneller.
Oh, come on. Come on, stop holding the door, dude.
Let go of the door in the rear.
Seriously. Oh, tourists, of course. God, they really ruin everything. I feel bad saying that, but it's true.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Thank you. Oh my God, all I want to do is sit. Oh, is that a seat? Oh no, looks like this guy has a seat taken over by his Kmart bag. Hope it's comfortable, sir. Oh look, I can't even grab the pole because finance bro here is hogging the whole thing. If that's not a metaphor for Wall Street.
You don't even know. It's like you hear, but you don't listen.
It was a text from work.
Ooh, looks like this couple's breaking up on the subway.
Verizon doesn't need you at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Ouch. 10 p.m.? Yeah, no, this guy's toast.
If you see an elderly, pregnant, or handicapped person near you, offer your seat. You'll be standing up for what's right. Alice?
Did someone just say my name?
I did.
Excuse me?
What?
Sorry, did you say something just now?
No.
Ugh, stupid. Never talk to anybody on the subway. Jeez, what are you doing?
Courtesy is contagious, and it begins with you, Alice.
Okay, no, I definitely heard that. That's Prozac. The Prozac, like, messing with my head. I should probably talk to Dr. Klein about this. No, you know what? I don't want to sound crazy.
You're not crazy, Alice. I'm just trying to talk to you.
Who are you?
It's hard to explain. I am what you would call...
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry. Wrong planet. I am what you would call... God.
Okay. That's funny. That's really funny, but no. Let's be real.
I can prove to you that I'm God.
Okay, I really think I need to get off on the next stop and call Dr. Klein.
Finance bro is going to sneeze without covering his mouth in 3, 2, 1. Now, sweaty gym rat will start clipping his fingernails. Next, the boyfriend from the couple breaking up is going to move to the other end of the train car.
Then don't stop feeling that way. I'm out.
Wow.
Don't worry. They'll get back together soon. They're soulmates.
No, okay, no. I don't even believe in God.
Come on, what do you need? Their names are Rachel and Nathan. Go ask. Go on.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry to bother you. Is your name Rachel?
Do I know you?
And that guy over there, your boyfriend, is his name Nathan?
Wait a second. Do you work at Verizon?
Do you believe in me now?
What do you want with me?
In 7 minutes, the tunnel to Manhattan is going to collapse.
What?
Everyone will be crushed to death unless you can get them off the train. Kind of like the movie Speed, but different.
Okay, why?
It's an old tunnel.
Why can't you stop it from happening?
My ways are very mysterious.
But you're God.
Correct.
So why aren't you doing anything about this?
I am. I'm telling you about it. And you've got only 6 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay, you know what? I think this is crazy, all right? And I'm going insane. So I think I'm just going to get off the subway right now and just use the bathroom at Starbucks. It's not clean,
you
but...
can do that if you like, Alice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. You can do whatever you want with that information. You can keep it to yourself if you like. Or you can help everyone else. Also, if you like. This is Grand Avenue.
Excuse me, is this train going to Manhattan?
Yes. No, it doesn't go to Manhattan. Try another train. Goodbye.
Stand clear of the closing doors,
please. Oh, shit. Is this train not going to 8th Avenue? God, am I on the wrong train? Wrong train? I mean, yes. No. I don't know. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah. I guess that's fine.
Do you, like, believe in God?
Well, actually, I consider myself more of a spiritual person than a believer
okay,
in God.
Okay, what if I told you that, God's real, and that he spoke to me.
I would ask you what he said.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been told that the tunnel to Manhattan is going to collapse and crush us all to death, kind of like the movie Speed, but different.
Okay, yeah, I see. Oh, I'm actually getting a call. Wow, hello?
Your phone didn't ring.
Hi, Karen.
There's no cell service down here.
Oh, I'm like at a work emergency, you say?
We both know you're faking this call.
The servers aren't serving.
This is Graham Avenue.
And you're at Graham. I'm at Graham. Okay, I'll get off the train right now. Bye-bye.
Okay, this isn't fair. You know I'm not crazy.
Good luck with your problem.
I'm not crazy.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy as a loon. I can't use public bathrooms, and I'm hearing voices, and I'm super judgmental of other people, and I'm completely nuts. Okay, there's a lesson here. Stop thinking bad thoughts about other people. That's what this is about.
Alice.
No, you're not real.
Alice.
You're a fabrication of my own mind trying to communicate a message to me. I have to be nicer. That's all. No problem. Easy. That guy over there, he looks like he's a nice person. See? That was a very nice thought. No problem at all.
Alice.
What?
I think you know the right thing to do here. Why not just do it?
This is so unfair. I can't convince everyone to get off the train. Why can't you tell them? Can you tell just like one other person?
Who says I haven't?
Can I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen? In less than 7 minutes, this tunnel is going to collapse.
Oh, God. Thank you.
If we don't exit at the next stop, then we'll all die.
Yes, that's true. This man is right.
And 9/11 was an inside job.
Yes, wait, what?
My name is Hector. I am not a Gemini, and I do not want to talk about it. We have to get everyone off this train before the NSA catches on. They know we know.
Less than 5 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Alice McGuire. I don't usually do this kind of thing, but this is an emergency. The tunnel is going to collapse and crush everybody on this train. You've got to get off of Bedford. People! The tunnel's going to crush us all to death!
Yeah, she's right! And 9/11 was an inside job. Wake up, sheeple!
Okay, don't listen to him. That's a different thing.
Exact same thing!
Excuse me, you have to get off the train. The tunnel is going to collapse.
Ich spreche nur Deutsch.
Sir, you have to get off the train.
What?
Please, you have to get off the
train. Hey, this is a bespoke suit. Please don't touch.
Oh, God. No one's getting off. Can you give me something? Like a sign or a miracle?
It is done. Check beneath your seat.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I see a sandal.
No, to the left.
Ew, a used Band-Aid?
Hello.
What the hell?
Good afternoon. Nice to meet you.
A talking Band-Aid?
It's a miracle.
How is that supposed to help?
How about the fact that it defies all laws of physics and biology? I mean, it doesn't even have a mouth.
Yeah, but no one's gonna listen if I wave a used Band-Aid in their face.
Okay, try this one. You see that dog on that woman's lap?
Yeah?
That dog can count.
Okay, so it can say I have four paws and stuff?
No, it can count. It can't speak.
So how am I supposed to know if it's counting?
Oh, you just know.
Okay, that's even worse.
I can give you the ability to mostly see through leather.
No.
An ashtray with emotions.
No.
You can just tell if someone's a vegetarian.
How are these supposed to help?
They all defy logic, physics, and biology. That would convince me there was a god.
But can't you give me something like a floating orb of light?
Afraid not. You'll just have to find it within yourself if you want to get these people off the train. And this is Lorimer Avenue.
Okay. Think. I have like 4 minutes.
3 minutes, 32 seconds.
I said like 4 minutes. Jeez, give me a break.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
A break. That's it. I need an emergency break. Why didn't I think about that earlier? Here it is. Okay. We're saved. All right. Brace yourself. Steady, deep breath.
Hey, what are you doing?
She's trying to break the train.
Why haven't we stopped?
There's a problem, ma'am.
Why didn't we stop?
This 9/11 truther's trying to break the train.
Okay, that's not me. That's a different thing.
Exact same thing!
Look, ma'am, I need to report an emergency. Someone told me the tunnel is gonna collapse and crush this train.
The what's gonna what?
The tunnel! It's gonna collapse!
She's crazy, clearly.
I'm not taking any chances. I'm calling this in.
Thank you.
Grand Tower, this is 1050 incoming 8th Avenue, car 8139. There's a threat reported to blow up the Canarsie Tunnel.
Excuse me, no, it's not a threat. Okay, the tunnel's just going to collapse, like, of its own accord. In like 3 minutes.
2 minutes, 49 seconds.
2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Who told you this again?
God?
Mm-hmm. Cancel that message dispatch. We got a cuckoo.
Wait, I'm serious. God, really?
Bop. You are the fifth person this morning that told me that God told them that this tunnel was gonna collapse.
No! Ugh!
This is Bedford Avenue, Alice.
God, please just get off the train! Get up and get off! Please!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Listen to me! It's really not that hard!
Stop holding the door.
Are you serious right now?
Hey, what are you doing?
Let go of the door,
we have to get off this train!
Crazy.
Only person who matters in the whole world.
Let go of the doors, ma'am. You're holding all of us up.
I beg you!
Why don't you just die?
We have to get off this train!
Think, Alice, what would stop this train? I can scream all I want, but no one's gonna do anything about it. I could. No. That's too disgusting.
You could what?
Well, I really need to poo? No, I can't do that.
Sure you could.
I could, but
think of the people, Alice.
I can't even poo in public restrooms.
Look at their faces.
What would that-
You could save their lives, Alice.
But pooping?
Let go of the doors, ma'am.
40 seconds.
God.
What is that woman doing?
What is she doing?
Oh, wow.
You can't do that. There's someone. Stop.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. This train is out of service due to a sick passenger. Again, this train is out of service. You can thank the crazy lady in the back cart for this inconvenience.
Who the door?
I did it.
Stay calm! There's fluoride in the water.
I did it.
Up the stairs now.
I know that was hard for you, Alice. Well done.
Thank you.
Google Roswell!
So, is there like a reward I get, for this? Hello? God? Are you still there?
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
God?
Miracle on the L Train, written by Sarah Siskind with Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Joanna Hausman and TJ Mannix and a large number of very talented performers who we've listed on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can find out more at magnettheater.com.
Keep walking, your clothing could eat you.
You know, I just got back from a trip to Switzerland where I give a bunch of talks on podcasting, and there are still a lot of people who don't really know what a podcast is or how to listen to it. And so all month long, we're joining our fellow podcasters and asking you to tell a friend about a podcast you think they love. It can be really simple. Just think of a friend, your mom, anyone you care about, any one person. Now, what podcast would they really love? It could be The Truth. It could be something else. But tell them about it and tell us what you recommended with the hashtag tripod, TRYPOD.
The people you know, you don't know.
Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. You can learn more about our show at our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Shelby El-Atmani. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
You can't hide from the truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.